Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is November the 13th, 2006, and it's a little after 7 o'clock, and I am coming out to just share something that was put in my spirit to share with you all in regarding to the election that went on, and to pray, and then I'm going to go off. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. I come, Father God, to say what you have put in my heart to share, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for this time and this opportunity, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that as I go forward, Father God, that it moves me out the way, Father God, that I may do it the way that you have ordained it and assigned it to go forward today, Father God. Anoint me to carry this word like never before, Father God. Father God, to you be the glory for all that I do, Father God. Thanking and praising you right now, Father God. Thank you for heaven and earth. Thank you, Father God, that you are in full control of everything and everybody. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you, Father God, for blessing your message this morning. Thank you, God, for using thy servant this morning. Thank you, God, for blessing your people all over this world, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as I pray for the body of Christ, that we connect together and know that this is a spirit thing, that you make no mistakes. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, as I pray for my family one by one, Father God, as I put my son ever before you, God. Whatever the problem is with him and me, fix it in him and fix it in me, Father God, because you're in full control of everything. Thank you, Father God, for receiving this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, this morning, I'm going to just go through what was put in my spirit. It says, to God be the glory for all he has done right now. We have to understand that God, when President-elect Trump got in, that is part of God's purpose, and that is what God has put in place. We have to just get out the way and let God do what God do. For we know not what God has in store for us, but we must trust God. Yet, when we don't understand what he's doing, we must just get out the way and know that God is in full control. We must praise God no matter what. We must praise God right now. We must stop the violence, the protesting, let it go. We must release ourselves and give God praise and glory for all that he's doing for us right now. For I tell you, what looks foolish to us, God will turn it around and bless us with it. We don't understand God's plan. We don't understand his ways. It tells us that in Isaiah. It says, for God's thoughts and his ways are not like ours. His ways are not like us. God, when God put things in motion from the beginning of the foundation, before we were even put in our mother's womb, God did not just get up on election day and say that I'm going to put elect President Trump in place. That was done before the foundation. That it was already written. And that's what we have to understand. Nothing we can do or say can turn the plan of God. We have to allow God to do what God do. We have to trust God, even when it don't make sense to us. Even when we don't understand it, we have to trust God. So we need to take our hands and our mouth off of it. And just to God be the glory. Whatever you choose to do, Father God, yes, we trust you, Father God, for we know that you have us in the hollow of your hand. And that's why there's so much I use Romans 8:28. And it says, and we know that all things, this election is part of all things, work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. If you're called according to God's purpose, this is going to work out for your good, even when you can't see it. Yet will I trust him. If I can't see what God is doing in my life, do you know, yet will I trust him? That's the attitude that you have to have. You got to trust him. You got to know that he is Jehovah Nisi. You got to know he's Jehovah Jireh. You got to know this. You got to know that you know that you know, no matter where you are and what path you are in your life, you have to trust God. And then it says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I knew the thoughts that I had toward you, saith the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you the expected end." God will fix it. Whatever God has in store, whatever God has set up before the foundation, he will bring it to pass. We have to get out of God's business. We need to be doing what God wants us to do. And that's to be about the kingdom of God and talking and bringing the word of God and telling people about the kingdom of God and telling them that there is peace, that it is peace, that God is peace and love. It doesn't matter what's going on in our lives right now. God is still in control. It may seem like it's not. It may seem like my life is so bumpy right now, I couldn't tell you. But only one thing that I know, that I stand on the promise of Jesus Christ, that he promised never to leave me nor forsake me, and that if I need him, I can call on him, and I will get an answer. And I call on him, and I do get an answer. So we just have to just trust God and know that God is God. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path." That's 6. So we have to know that God is going to direct our path. We have to know that God is in control. We have to know that nothing happens unless God permits it. So let's bring our minds up from the level of this wasn't fair or this happened. God permitted it to happen. And I'm telling you, we better get out of God's business. We better be about the business that he's assigned us to do. And we better trust God that he'll bring everything out okay. In Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thy dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thy go. It doesn't matter who the president is. That's just the president. God is the God of the whole universe. God is in control of elected President Trump. That's what you got to understand, that he cannot do no more than God permits him to do. It may look like it because of the way you're thinking, because you are thinking with a carnal mind and not in the spirit mind. And I know they say, well, we need to think. Well, you have to, you know what? You have to bring your mind up to a level where Christ is and watch God do what God do. You have to trust God in the good and the bad, and even when you don't understand it, even with tears coming down your face, you got to still trust that God is God. And you have to trust that God put everything in motion. That's why it tells us in Revelation 1:8 that I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning, and the end, saith the Lord, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty God. Ain't nobody bigger than that. Ain't nobody bigger than God. I don't care who's the president. I don't care who the secretary is. I'm telling you, Almighty God is in control, even if it doesn't look like it. God is in full control. And he's going to do whatsoever he will. And he will turn the king's heart whatsoever way he chooses to turn the king's heart. We have to be still and know that he is God. We have to trust in all that we have. We have to put the blindfolders on and know that God will lead us to where he wants to go and to all truth. Trust in him. He said that I am that I am. Now, when he said that back to Moses, it still stands today. He is. I am that I am. He is still I am that I am. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Who is bigger than God? Who can do anything past what God say? If God say it's so, it is so. So let us trust in what God is doing right now. Let us wipe our eyes. Let us be encouraged Let us stand strong and know that God is God and that he will bring you through no matter what. And as we walk through this, and as we begin to walk through this journey of elected President Trump, watch God. Trust God. Pray to God. Believe God. And know that God is going to bring everything out all right. And I must say this again, that on election day, the Lord Almighty God did not get up and put that in place. That was done before the foundation. This is a part of a divine appointment, a divine assignment. So what we need to do now is to trust God, to pray unto God, because it tells us that we must pray all the time. We must pray and also watch as well as pray. We must trust that God will bring everything out okay. We know not what the plan that God has, but God knows the plan. And God will not leave you nor forsake us. He got us in the hollows of your hand. So those that's out there and don't understand, I challenge you to pray to the Almighty God. I challenge you to let it go and let God do what he do and watch God do what he do. I pray that you will just let God be God. I pray that you understand that God makes no mistakes. God puts up kings and he takes them down. Now, for whatever reason God has willed this to be in place now, we must praise him, we must thank him, and we must give him everything that we have. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for all that he do. And trust him and watch that everything is going to come out okay. It doesn't matter who the elect president is, but it does matter that if you serve a true and living God and that you put your faith and your trust in God and take the word of God for what it says, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift my soul. We got to be serious. We got to praise God with our whole heart, mind, and soul. We got to understand God says in his word, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We have to understand that we have to stand boldly in the word of God. We have to pour near to God. And we have to understand that God is God. And as God will take us down this journey, as we've been down so many other journeys, if he did it then, he'll do it now. Remember, God don't change. He is the same that he was on yesterday, today. There's no change. And what you need to do is to clap hold to God's unchanging hands and watch God do what God do. And trust God that God will bring everything out okay. And know that Romans 8, that it is working for our good. It is called according to God's purpose. Keep the faith. Trust God. And know that everything's going to be okay. And pray unto him. Maybe you don't have elaborate prayer. Just say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, guide me, lead me, and ask God to do it, and he will do it. Trust him, and give him the praise for all that he do, and trust him. So I challenge the saints of God, the body of Christ, to put our minds on God, and ask God to lead our path, and to direct our steps. As we walk down another journey, as we know that as we walk the journeys, that we won't look back because we know what's coming ahead of us is better than what's been behind. And knowing that God is in full control, I thank you for allowing me to bring the message to let you know to God be the glory. Keep on pressing your way and trusting in God. And know what your situation is, no matter what's going on, God is in full control. God bless you, and to God be the glory. for all that I have brought forward this morning. And I pray that something was said that would bless you this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, to thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Father God, that you would carry it, Lord, for those to hear it. They would hear it and receive it, God, and it would bless them, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for right now. Father God, that you are Almighty God, that you are El Shaddai, the Almighty God to sit high and look low, that you are God of the whole universe, that you can do whatsoever you please. And to you be the glory, Father God. Thank you for receiving this prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And as always, I tell you, if you're out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you can go to Romans 10 and 9, and you can read the scripture, confess your sins, and come back and ask God to take you and lead you to where he wants you to go. And ask him to cover you in his precious blood. And he will do it for you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you need to speak with me, I am. You can reach me on walkinginGod'sPurpose@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 708-715-4545. And I will be available for you if you need me. But I ask that we pray and we trust God's plan for our life. Thank you, and to God be the glory. And I'll speak with me when God gives me another assignment. Whenever he gives it, then I'll come. Thank you. To God be the glory. God bless you.